You are listening to the Grow a Thriving Practice podcast. This is episode 107. Are you failing forward or failing ahead of time? My name is Jillian Faldmo, and I teach wellness practitioners the exact steps to find clients and get paid so they can spend less time marketing and more time doing what they love. This is the Grow a Thriving Practice podcast. Well, hello there, my friend. Thank you for tuning in today. I am so honored to be a part of your day as you tune into this episode. Today, we are talking about failing. And I'd love to give you the opportunity to ask yourself this question. Are you failing forward or are you failing ahead of time? By the end of this episode, you'll be able to answer that pretty clearly for yourself. Now, failing, the way I see it, is just learning, right? Especially failing forward. Failing forward involves taking action that requires the risk of failure. And failing ahead of time is more like quitting, right? It's like, I'm not even going to try this thing because of the risk of failure. And so you end up failing ahead of time. Now, success is built on a pile of failures, right? So the only way to success is to try things, to fail, to try again, fail again, until you find success. I want to talk to you about a recent experience I had in my life and in my practice in terms of this. I recently gave a talk, actually this past week, I gave a talk on biofield tuning at our local wellness center where I practice out of. And giving talks, believe it or not, is not something that is within my comfort zone at all. So here's my pattern with doing things like deciding to even give talks in the first place. I will think something sounds like a really good idea, like giving this talk, and I'm really excited about it. And then the week leading up to it or a few days leading up to it, I have so much brain drama. I'm like, well, why did I do this? This is so uncomfortable. I don't want to do this. How do I get out of it? And just to top things off, I had a stomach bug. I'm still kind of recovering from it, which is why if I sound a little bit lower energy, that's why. But I had the stomach bug and immediately, this was Sunday was when I got it and the talk was Wednesday. And immediately when I started feeling bad, I was like, okay, I'm going to have to cancel that talk, right? It was just another reason for me to do it. Now, I didn't cancel the talk. Even though I tried to talk myself out of it for a few days, I even ran it by my mastermind group. You know, should I cancel it? I'm not feeling very well. And one of the gals on the call said, you know what? You'll probably feel better tomorrow when the talk is. So I went for it. But anytime we do something like that, especially when we're the ones kind of in the spotlight and giving the talk, there's some risk involved. There's that risk of rejection. There's risk of isolation, risk of embarrassment, and of course, risk of failure. Like it's possible that I could do this talk and it's a complete flop and nobody will be interested or want to sign up with me. So I noticed myself. Oh, I wonder if you can hear the dogs. They're wrestling on the couch as I'm recording this. Lovely. One of the things that I really made sure that I did, because I knew, you know, with my brain drama, with, you know, my experience with my own negative self-talk, my doubt in myself, you know, just being human, I have a lot of awareness around it now. And so anytime we're aware of some kind of negative self-talk, it's important to first acknowledge it and then understand it. Well, why am I having this negative self-talk? Oh, it's probably because my brain's trying to keep me safe. It wants to stay in my comfort zone, right? And then we got to redirect it. So I needed to practice telling myself that this talk, it isn't about me. It isn't about building my practice, even though that's, you know, of course, one of the benefits of doing this talk. This is about the clients who are coming to hear this talk. This is about their path to healing, to transformation. And I'll tell you what, it really would settle things down. And I just had to keep reminding myself. So there's always this chance, right, that we're going to fail. But because we take action, we fail our way forward. There's that opportunity to learn and grow and evolve and do things outside of your comfort zone. And then there's failing ahead of time, where you just don't do the talk or you don't take the massive action that's going to build your practice because you're afraid of the failure. That's when you are continuing to work and work and work on your website, but you don't put it out there. Or you're creating this course and you're waiting for it to be perfect before you start helping people now. So now it's time for you to answer the question. Are you failing forward or are you failing ahead of time? If you answered you're failing forward, great, keep going. And if your answer is I'm failing ahead of time, maybe it's time to ask why. What's getting in the way? What if on the other side of fear, you experienced yourself as successful, as having learned something new, of having taken that opportunity to grow and evolve? I promise you that feels so much better than quitting. All right. I hope you enjoyed this quick episode. I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Are you a wellness practitioner that wants to grow your business, but you're feeling confused, overwhelmed, maybe even doubtful? Well, let's get you out of that emotional rut and turn those emotions into the fuel that will grow your business. Get the Harness Your Emotional Awareness to Grow Your Business free roadmap at jillianfaldmo.com.